Listening test 1. This is a listening practice test that resembles the International English Language Testing System listening test. The test consists of 4 sections. Answer the questions as you listen to the recording. Note that the recording will be played once only. Please turn to section 1. Section 1. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only. The conversation relating to this will be played first.
Oh, Emma, hello.
Herbie, how are you? I haven't seen you for ages.
What's it been? 7 years, I think. I suppose I haven't seen you since we graduated from university. What have you been up to?
Oh, me? Not much. I went back to Canada for a while to live with my parents in Toronto. The job market was extremely good for software programming.
But I thought your major was forensic anthropology. Weren't you studying the remains of ancient DOS programs?
Very funny. But no, I was only trying to make some money to pay back my student loans. The problem with Toronto was there was so much competition and my major wasn't helping me get promoted in the computer field. So I applied for graduate school here in England.
Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. First, you have another chance to look at questions 1 to 6. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Emma, hello.
Herbie, how are you? I haven't seen you for ages.
Yeah, what's it been? 7 years, I think. I suppose I haven't seen you since we graduated from university. What have you been up to?
Oh, me? Not much. I went back to Canada for a while to live with my parents in Toronto. The job market was extremely good for software programming.
But I thought your major was forensic anthropology. Weren't you studying the remains of ancient DOS programs?
Very funny. But no, I was only trying to make some money to pay back my student loans. The problem with Toronto was that there was so much competition and my major would not help me get promoted in the computer field. So I applied for graduate school here in England.
I bet you already miss the weather in Toronto. I hear it's quite lovely in spring.
Right now it's not too bad, but the winter is bitterly cold. I like summertime the best by far. This summer, my younger sister is getting married there. I can't wait to go back for a visit. I plan to swim in the lake near our house and not worry about school for a while. Your hometown has better weather than my hometown. Aren't you originally from Australia?
Sydney, to be exact. So what are you studying now?
I am working on a master's degree in e-commerce at the University of London.
And to think, in school you were always saying how much you hated to use computers. Now you're planning to work on the World Wide Web. What a surprise.
I never said I hated computers. I just found them hard to use. Now I can't get enough of them. Besides, there's good money to be made on the internet. Hey, enough about me. What have you been doing for the last 7 years?
I've been all over the world, Egypt, India, and the Far East. You name it, I've been there.
That sounds really exciting. Doing what?
I'm a house DJ. I've spun records at discotheques all over the planet.
You're a disc jockey? I can't believe it. I thought your major was chemistry.
Molecular chemistry, to be precise. But I decided to go in a different direction. I wasn't too keen on developing dangerous chemicals for multinational corporations.
I bet you have not been in Mongolia.
Actually, you're right.
Emma goes on to ask Herbie about his hometown.
So, if you are such a world traveler, why are you here in England and not somewhere strange and exotic?
Even though I was born in Sydney, I will always consider London my home.
Whatever for. London doesn't have the beautiful weather or cute kangaroos and koala bears that Australia has.
I want to see animals, I go to the zoo. London is my home because I've lived here far longer. When I was 10, my mum sent me to live with my aunt and uncle in Highgate, a suburb of London, to go to school. It was really tough at first. I had no friends, and my schoolmates poked fun at my Aussie accent. But after a few years, I really started to fit in. Now when I visit my mum in Sydney, I feel like a tourist. A lot has changed there in 18 years.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get you all worked up. I simply meant, why are you here instead of somewhere really hip like Tokyo or Beijing?
Well, I was. I mean, I've already lived abroad for 7 years. And I wanted to be somewhere familiar for a while. Then, out of the blue, one of my mates called me and offered me a job as a sound engineer for a BBC television show. Now I've got good pay and a contract for 4 years.
That's quite impressive. From test tubes to television. What a transformation.
How long are you here for? Do you plan to stay after you finish your degree?
That's hard to say. I really like London, but it's so expensive. Where I live really depends on what kind of job I can find online. I've already started looking. I even applied for a company based in Sydney, so I would hate to have to leave London. I have to decide soon, because I complete my degree next term.
Sounds like you still have plenty of time. If you don't mind me asking, do you ever have free time after classes?
Well, I work from Thursday through Sunday evenings as a waitress, but during the week I'm usually free.
That's great. I keep similar hours. How about meeting for coffee next Monday around 4 p.m.?
All right. Meet me at the campus north gate next Monday. See you then.
See you Monday.